It doesn't mean I don't have any working experience, though. I've been working as a part-time software engineer at Hadron Security since 2022. So if anyone likes cybersecurity, you can also come talk to me. And I've been part of the Matagon project since 2019. So yeah, I've been there for a long time. If you want my GitHub, it's on the screen. OK, so what are we going to cover today? We're going to be covering the basics of POSIX signals. Not everything. There's a lot that can be said about POSIX signals. But in particular, we're interested in how they interact with blocking syscalls. After that, we start looking at the kernel side of POSIX signals and a little bit into how you would normally implement them in monolithic kernels, then talk about the challenges you might face in microkernels, and then finally, we talk about Matagon's solution, which we've designed over the past, 2 years now. And then finally, we conclude with some lessons learned, some take-home messages that you might be able to apply to your own microkernel projects or, in general, asynchronous projects. All right, first, so what is Matagon? For those of you who don't know, it's a microkernel-based, fully asynchronous hobbyist operating system. It was founded by Alexander von der Grinten in 2016. He's the other organizer for this dev room who, unfortunately, couldn't be here today. We put a lot of effort into it. We run a lot of programs. Some of them are shown on the screen, like XClock and GLX Gears. We have a browser as well that's not really my part, but some amazing people from the Matagon team have worked on porting a lot of stuff. Okay, so POSIX signals, really briefly. They're sort of asynchronous interrupts for user space. It's a huge standard with a bunch of different functions and behaviors that basically amount to asynchronous interrupts for user space. I'm not going to cover all of POSIX signals because we can say a lot about them, but frankly, we'd be here till tomorrow. So right now, we're just going to focus on the part that blocking syscalls can be interrupted by signals, and I'll explain more about what I mean with blocking signals and interruption. So suppose we're a user space program, and we enter read. We'd like to read a file. Read is blocking. That means that once we go into this read call, the kernel, or whatever abstraction we want to have for the kernel, doesn't return control flow to us until it's done reading, which for some file descriptors can take a long time. For example, if we have cat open, read is going to wait until someone inputs something into the terminal, which can take a very, very long time. So what we can do is we can send a signal to the process. So the signal needs to be delivered by the kernel. Some other program needs to send it a signal, or the kernel itself sends the program a signal. Like, for example, if you press Control-C, you'll get a sig int sent to the program. And then something's going to happen that's going to interrupt the read call. And the return value depends on when the syscall is actually interrupted. So there are actually two cases. Either read was interrupted before the kernel could complete any meaningful work, so before it could read anything. And it's going to return a return value of -1 and set the error number to this E interrupt error, which basically signals us to get, hey, we got interrupted. We should probably try again. Or what happens is that read finished successfully, or it's just going to return a positive number, which either means read finished successfully, or it was interrupted but completed partial work, as everything is in kernel development. But basically, this is sort of the framework that you would use. Now, this doesn't really work in Matagon specifically, but probably also other microkernels. To understand why, we need to know a little bit about the Matagon system architecture. So Matagon has a single POSIX server. This is for pragmatic reasons, and we'll also see that later on that this is quite useful. But POSIX server basically means that it emulates the entirety of the POSIX specification, basically. So handles processes and threads. The kernel only has an abstract view or abstract sort of implementation of threads. Doesn't have anything like POSIX processes. But it is a microkernel, so this POSIX server can delegate to external servers. So for example, we have an external net server, some graphic servers, etc. And so basically, to avoid having the case where a user space program needs to talk to the POSIX server, which then delegates to an external server, we'd like to have it that the user space program can talk to the external server directly once we go through the first layer of indirection. So that's illustrated in this diagram, where basically the use-based program would call open on some file on the file system, for example. Then POSIX will go and find, who owns this file, and it might find that it's owned by an external server, in which case it'll send an open request to this server. And the server is going to send back to POSIX an IPC lane. And this IPC lane is going to be tunneled back to the user space program. And so the next time we want to interact with this file we've opened, instead of telling POSIX, hey, we want to read from this file, and then POSIX goes to the external server and says, hey, the user space wants to read from this file, the user can actually just send a read request to the external server directly. This is really nice because we've basically halved our IPC overhead for reads, or a lot of things actually. The issue is that this scatters bookkeeping, kind of, because now this interruptible call read is handled by the external server, but the external server doesn't have any notion of processes or threads or signals or anything. It only knows, hey, I've received the read call and I need to complete this request and I need to send it back. So this means that we can't simply put in cancellation points in, for example, this external server, because what is it going to check? It doesn't know if a signal's been delivered. We might ask POSIX, hey, is there a signal? But that is a little bit obtuse. So that's one part that makes this difficult. The second part that makes this difficult is that Managarm is fully asynchronous from the bottom up. So this means that when our external, or every server is as well. So that means that when the user submits a request, it just gets added to some working queue. And what I really want to highlight is that the coroutine, okay, we use coroutine, C++ coroutines to implement all of our asynchronicity. The coroutine lifetime is independent of a process lifetime, which means that if the process goes away, dies for whatever reason, or gets interrupted, then it's not like the coroutine gets notified and actually gets canceled. It's just going to continue. It's just going to continue doing its thing. So at this, Arm is pretty decently thought out, and we have some nice interfaces that we can use to design an elegant solution. So firstly, the kernel provides a one-shot event primitive. So basically, this is just you get a kernel handle. You can call raise event. That's a syscall on this one-shot event. And then whatever is listening, whatever subscriber to the event, will get a notification like, hey, this event has been called. And the nice part is that it can be easily passed across process boundaries using Managarm's IPC. So here we see this Helix thing again. And what I want you to look at is this Helix push descriptor cancel event. Basically means we can make an event, and we can just shove it over IPC, and the kernel will handle all of the difficulties with subscription and making sure it's valid in the peers address space, etc. And we can also take advantage of a consolidated POSIX server. And I'm highlighting this because it's sort of a non-microkernel way, as in it's quite a large monolithic thing, the POSIX server. But Managarm, it's actually, we don't call it that anymore, but we used to call it a pragmatic microkernel-based OS, and this is part of the pragmatism that will make the implementation a bit easier. And I'll show you why. So what is our syscall model going to look like? Well, what's going to happen is POSIX, whenever a user space process starts, POSIX is going to load an event, this one-shot event, into a shared memory page, shared between POSIX and the user space process. So in this diagram, POSIX has this cancel event, and it's going to share it with the user in a shared memory page. Now, user space attaches this event to every e-interrupt syscall. With e-interrupt syscall, just mean anything that can block, basically. So we see here the user space. It's going to send a request. It's going to send a read request to the external server, and it's going to attach this cancel event to it. And Managarm is going to make sure that this cancel event is also valid in the address space of the external server. And then if POSIX delivers a signal, it knows when it delivers a signal, then it's also going to raise the event. So what's going to happen here is POSIX sends a signal to the user. Someone pressed Control C. Someone wanted to notify them of something. And at the same time, it's going to call raise event on this cancel event. And the external server in the read handler actually listens basically waits for this cancel event to get triggered. And if it does, it knows, okay, now this request has been interrupted, and we need to do something. We can either cancel the coroutine, send back what we already have, sort of implementation details. But this is how it would work. And then, yeah, you see the external server sends back an e-interrupt call, e-interrupt result back to the user. So this is sort of our solution for how to implement cancel. I open it, and then I press Control C, and we actually return back to the terminal. And I can type cat again. Typecat again without it eating my first C character, which happened quite a bit. These are some lessons that I learned while implementing this. Asynchronous programming across process boundaries make for really confusing lifetimes. It's probably a solved problem with some like RPC frameworks, but within Manogarm, this isn't a solved problem because we sort of decouple the lifetime of the coroutine from the actual process that makes the request. What I also learned is that abstracting cancellation using cancel tokens, which is a nice asynchronous sort of primitive, and events make for really readable code. So like I said, we didn't have to pull POSIX or ask POSIX, hey, has a signal been sent yet to the process or anything. Using these events and cancel tokens, we can implement this in a really elegant way. And the pragmatic approach of the POSIX server makes the burden on user space smaller. I want to highlight this for microkernel dev room. It was easier to do this. If POSIX didn't know, for example, if you had a separate server sending signals, then the burden is on user space to raise this cancel event. Basically, instead of signal getting sent and POSIX sending calling raise event at the same time, we'd have signal get sent and then user having to call raise event. And then sometimes, because POSIX does know that the process dies, it'll call raise event because the user space can't call raise event if it's died in the process of a signal. So having everything consolidated in this big POSIX server, POSIX conglomerate, is really helpful when implementing this. So that was my talk. You can check out the project on our GitHub. We have a blog as well, which we irregularly update sometimes. We have a YouTube channel as well. I stream sometimes my development on Twitch, so you can check that out as well if you want. And you can also join our Discord for discussions. And I want to thank all the contributors to the Manogarm project because they make it happen. I'm just a small cog as well. So thank you for listening. Also, we have Manogarm stickers.
We have about 2 minutes worth of questions. Martin?
Yes, so signals and multi-threaded programs, that's a kind of warmth by itself.
Yes.
I'm a little bit hesitant to even ask, but how do you deal with that? How do you deal with the client having multiple threads, multiple read requests in the flight?
That's a good question. Oh. Can you repeat the question?
No, can you repeat the
question? Oh, can I repeat the question? Oh, is that what...